This thing on.
But of course, he's very, very polite.
Thank you, Karen.
Ben Johansson, welcome along.
Oh, good to be here. How is it going?
It's going well today.
Yeah.
Thank
it
you.
It sounded great in the car.
You always say that.
It's because it always sounds great.
Yeah, even if it didn't. But that's perfect manners. Hey, where's the thank you? Very good. So, 2 weeks to go before we have a hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there's a seagull looking at you. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Right, looking at you right in the window. Very eyeballing you.
You know, if you can see a bird's eye, it can see you.
Yeah, well, it is looking right at you. What does it want to do? Maybe it wants to come in and talk to you.
Yeah, I think we're looking tempting.
Yeah. What, to eat?
Unfortunately.
Right.
I reckon you give a seagull half an inch. It's like a cat in your apartment. If you die, if you slip in the shower, your cat's going to eat you. I think a seagull would do the same thing if you had a pet seagull.
I heard recently, for some reason, that conversation came up and cats, maybe it's cats that don't eat you.
Cats that you don't say thank you to eat you.
Do they? Do cats eat humans if they're dead?
Text it.
5395, there you are. Right, so it's all going to be rather interesting next week because your new demo god is someone who lives in Thames.
That's right.
And it is, dun dun dun.
Carl Sulve Stephen.
Oh, exciting. That's great.
I'm excited too. Yeah. And for anybody who's just all tuning into Demo Gods for the first time, this is a show where every 2 weeks I do a demo with a different New Zealand artist and Karen picks the prompt for us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What is the prompt?
We chose BPM.
Oh, good. I thought you might.
Carl, interesting. Yeah. Carl did an amazing job. I don't want to say too much because, you know, we'll do it next week, but we've already gotten into the studio. Carl very kindly let us use Parachute Studios for it. So we went into the belly of the beast and we recorded, and BPM is a huge part. You know how, for example, with our Babe Martin one, we were a little bit laissez-faire, shall we say, with the prompt? This one's very BPM. That one wasn't very Spring Bulbs. This one's very BPM.
Good, okay. So next week, as I said, it's a little odd next week because you're on tour with Fables.
Yeah.
So you're away in Queenstown.
That's right.
Carl is in Thames.
Thames.
There's only one Zoom call. Could have you on the phone, I guess. But we'll hook you up somehow. Famous last words.
We'll see how it goes. It might be a comedy of errors, right?
Yeah, but you've given me four very diverse tracks to play from Carl Stephen, which is great because they are all from different parts of Carl's musical life.
Yeah.
And you started off with one which was 2011, and it was a BFM in session.
That's right. So the first one I want to play you drops us halfway in the middle. I don't want to imply an ending to Carl's career. Halfway in the middle so far.
No ending to Carl's career.
As it turns out, I'm actually glad that we did the session before I did a proper research because I knew he was an amazing, big deal genius. But now I'm like fully educated. I would be a lot more nervous going in, I would say. So this song that I want to play you first out of four is the Drab Do Riffs, his band, from circa 2007 is when they got together. And this song, Scraps, is live at Roundhead as part of BFM and Roundhead's series of stuff they did back in the early 2010s called In Session, was it?
In Session.
In Session. And I do want to point people, every time these ones come up, they're great. I think Zach Arnold actually put them together back in the day, Sun Return Zach. But there's a really, really good one. You're Not Invited by Las Tetas, who's a band that just had a resurgence, put out their album. But that's maybe one of the best New Zealand live tracks I've ever heard. So check that out after this one. But this one's really cool too. It's called Scraps.
Okay. I also just want to, the female voice in here, this is an Irish name. I'm going to attempt it. Cuiva McFan?
Yeah, I actually had it written down, so I'll be able to tell you in a second, but I think that's right, yeah. Oh, yeah, Cuiva, or, yeah.
Cuiva?
Or Kiva.
Okay, so Cuiva's played with Carl on various projects, but this is a vocal here from with Cuiva in the Drab Do Riffs You'll hear Queaver.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's Lucy Stewart on guitar, MF Joyce on bass, and Mikey Spearing on drums with Carl on vocals and harp. It's live. And I listened to it earlier today, and he's talking at the beginning of this, and he talks about why this song is called Scraps. And it's very pertinent for a New Zealand musician, I think.
Yes.
Not all of them, but, and things are changing. Things have changed considerably, but in 2011, maybe not really.
There's some relatable wisdom there.
Okay, here we go. This is the Drab Do Riffs. Carl Stephen is our demo god for next week, and this is the track Scraps.
You know, like there's scraps of money that everyone's trying to, you know, get enough money. And also, you know, bands are things that exist in scraps of time as well, you know. So you get a bit of time there and a bit of time there and stuff like that. So scraps is sort of appropriate.
The Drab Do Riffs and the song Scraps, and Carl Stephen is our guest next week for Demo Gods.
And shout out to Mikey on the drums there, who you might currently know from Greco Romanc as the Fonz. He plays in that band.
Hey, look, somebody's text about cats and whether they eat humans. There was a case in Auckland in the late 90s, early 2000s, where a crazy cat lady died, and her many cats, over 18 from memory, had been chewing on her. Chewing on her for some time. The cats were put down.
That's not funny. That's, no. Did they get put down because they had a taste for human flesh?
Well, I'd say so, wouldn't you? Mind you.
I guess so.
Zombie cats.
Yeah, the cats, they're too far gone.
Oh, that's horrible.
That is horrible.
What a horrible thought.
thank you for that tidbit.
But now
I take full responsibility for the direction this conversation is going.
Do you?
I told everybody to text them with the trivia, so that's true. Exactly what happened.
Okay. I didn't think they did eat humans, but they obviously, if we believe everything we see.
Which we do.
Do we? Okay. Carl Stephen is the demo god next week. You've done the demo already, which is because you're going away. Okay.
Yeah.
You've got
to still needs organized. a final mix. But
Final mix. Yep. Okay. So, and we're going through a little ticky tour through Carl Stephen's musical career. Mm-hmm. We're going back in time now.
Yeah, that's right. We'll go right back in time to when Carl was 13. He was inspired by repeat viewings of the Blues Brothers to form his own band. They ended up being called Little Boy Blues, and then with a few lineup additions, They're all still in high school there. Carl went to Seddon College in Western Springs. They added a few other people. They added someone by the name of Shay Ness, later Shay Fu, and they started a little band called Super Groove. And this song that I'm going to play you from them is, it might be not a deep cut, but it's a very good expose of Carl's skills on the mic. And it's one of the coolest Super Groove tunes. Annabelle definitely would be upset if I didn't play this particular one when she heard that I was doing a song with Carl. She was like, you gotta do this. And so I bring you Can't Get Enough.
From 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Attraction album.
Number one, I believe. Maybe their first number one.
Whole album was number one. Yeah, it was huge. It was a huge, huge success for Supergroup. This is, you'll know this, but actually it's not, I've heard this about a trillion billion times, but I don't mind listening to it again.
But maybe 30 years later, it might be new to some people.
Oh, yeah.
Was what I was thinking. I don't know.
You could help me. Yeah. With the problem that will kind of make you screaming. Yeah. It's a problem that I base the time, a base, a base, and never to come and I'm bringing it back and I'm hipping and humming and jumping the bass and yo, go. His for better, for worse, for what it's worth. Second verse, the first kiss upon the earth. Mixing up a storm, brewing up a tornado.
Having an abundance of platonic relationships, reminiscent of my man, Mike Plato.
I was running down the street, just screaming, I was blind, but I lost my voice like I lost my mind. And I couldn't get another, couldn't get another, couldn't get another, couldn't get another, couldn't get another. No!
Can't Get Enough, that Super Groove from 1994. And Carl Stephen is our demo god for next week.
Yeah. And so we pick up with the Carl Stephen story, the Carl Solveig Stephen story. And I do want to say around that time, he was already doing a lot of extracurriculars, which we'll get to later. But he mastered Sheehard's first album, Churn. That is crazy. And I kind of want to pick us off.
Did he tell you that? When you were recording.
Now, audioculture.com told me that.
Oh, you did a big research on them.
Well, with somebody like this, you kind of have to.
Yes. They have a huge piece on, Carl, wouldn't they?
There's pieces on Supergroove, there's pieces on other things. You can piece it all together with your whiteboard, you know? Yes. But anyway, so we pick up at the end of Supergroove. He's on tour. He spends the per diems that he's been given on tour, spent the money on a rare secondhand book, The Monk by Matthew Lewis. It's about a monk who gives in to his darkest temptations and it all goes wrong, which, who knows, maybe was the basis for him deciding to study philosophy. He received a scholarship to study ancient Greek and Roman philosophy at Trinity College. That's why I'm like, this guy...
Oh, that's right.
Everything,
I remember that.
Everything he does. Mm. So
he was away for a while.
Yeah, so he was doing his PhD, and then halfway through, I do want to say, right at the start of his life, he was very blues, right? And now he's getting into the blues in an academic sense, a historical sense. And this is kind of where we start to hit... we start to hit the song that we did before with the Drab Do riffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then also around the same time, maybe a few years later, I should have done the Drab Do riffs now because that was 2007. But chronologically, now we're going to go to Queen Neptune, which has one of the same members of the Drab Do riffs. We've got
that name Quiver, we were trying to
Quiver McFan.
Which is spelled with that Irish spelling. It's so
I'm sure that she has heard that a million times before. So we're just going to say it. Quiver.
Okay. C-A-O-I-M-H-E is how you look at that and think, wow, how does that translate to Quiver?
Beautiful language, Irish. Though.
Absolutely beautiful.
So the song that we've got here is... Yeah, Quiver was in the Drab Do Riffs and another band of theirs, Heart Attack Alley. And this is a tack altogether different. It's not bluesy, it's vocodery. And the song that I wanted to play you was called Rescue.
Right, you want me to play it?
I reckon.
Okay, this is Queen Neptune with Carl Stephen. Two of them?
Two of them, yeah.
And Rescue.
Rescue me.
95 BFM and Carl Stephen Duo, and they're called Queen Neptune and Rescue.
Yes, we are cartographers today. We're mapping out the well, probably not even the full breadth and width of Carl Sylvie Stephen and his musical output. But we've hit a few things, and we do have one more. Got one more alley to go down.
Okay.
So Carl,
take me down that alley.
Carl for ages has been doing...
I know what alley you're going
to
go down.
Yeah. We're going to go down there.
We're going to go to the movies.
We're going to go to the movies. So Carl, for so long now, has been doing soundtrack work for the movies as well. And there's just, there's a huge CV, a very decorated CV. He actually got asked to go to Cannes Film Festival as a guest composer, I think maybe the last Cannes. So big deal in that space as well. And has done Pike River soundtrack, Marama, an amazing film, which... I would have loved to play a track from the soundtrack of today. It has some beautiful Tonga Portal in it, but it's a very heavy movie, and I advise everybody to go and listen to the soundtrack, watch the movie themselves. But mood-wise, I've chosen a different one. I've chosen a track that he actually did for the soundtrack of The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F with Mark Perkins, a.k.a. Merck, and this is a track called Memento Mori. I don't necessarily rate the movie, but not that I've seen it, but I think this track is really cool.
Well, the book was huge.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely massive book, a self-help book by Mark Manson, which is still sells out.
Did you see that at the airport store and you were like, well, I already know how, thank you.
What?
To not get
I didn't watch the film. Just hear about the is that in the film?
No, I mean like you would have seen it and then being like, well, I already know how to not give an F.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Sorry. Took me a while to understand what you were talking about. No, but The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep Bleep. We're not saying the word only because it's still the morning.
Yep. I want to honour the mum who texted me 1 year ago, probably today, who said, please stop swearing because of the children. Think of the children.
It's in the car, yep. Going off to sport or whatever.
And I don't think I've said a single swear word in the whole year since then.
Good for you. So Mark Manson's book, it's huge. And so Carl got involved in the soundtrack. He doesn't done the whole soundtrack to this documentary, has he?
I think he did do the whole soundtrack, and I think it's more of a movie than a documentary.
Is it?
I could be wrong. These are just my thinkings. But yeah,
it must be about the book. Like, you know,
yeah, I think they sort of fictionalized it.
Right, how not to give a...
Yeah.
Which we all would like to know more about.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
overall
yeah.
scheme of things.
No, I'm pretty sure he did the whole thing.
Okay, so this is... We don't need to know that, but this is Memento Mori. And what is the... Does Carl go by his longer name now?
Yeah, and especially for soundtrack work, I think it's Sylvie Stephen. Sylvie.
With those two dots above the O.
Like a Björk. But I think he might be of Swedish descent. And in that case, Google has told me Sylvie. But I could be wrong. But yeah, he goes by this now, the triple barrel.
His father used to run TV3.
Is that right?
Yes. So we won't go there. So Carl, Sylvie, Stephen and Mark Perkins on the soundtrack to one of the projects he's been involved in. And this sounds like work is rolling in all the time.
Yeah, we got Parachute Studios, or he was very kindly able to offer us half a day in the studio to do our demo because he was doing soundtrack work.
Okay, Memento Mori. Thank you. Hey, well, I enjoyed going down that alley with you, Finn.
Thanks. That was Me too.
So your demo god is Carl Stephen next week. It's going to be great. I can't wait to hear the mixed demo that you've done. Are you pleased with it? Or are you going to tell us next week?
I'm already very pleased with it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. So what are you doing today? You look like you've got some good clothes on.
Yeah, I've got two shows to play. I'm playing with Fables, both shows, yes. Who just released her debut album yesterday. You can only get it on vinyl for a week. And we're playing Record Store Day over at Flying Out with Emma Melia playing afterwards, who you have to go and see because she's only in... she's over from NAMM and just released her album, The Joy of Living, yesterday. And then me and Fables are going to Waiheke Island. So if you're on Waiheke listening, please come down. We're playing Artworks Theatre. I know you get a lot of cool people, but you're going to get us today and it's going to be sick. So please come down. We've got Marley Marley opening for us.
What time's that?
Evening, I would say. Early evening.
Tonight.
But I don't know. I'm just going to go and then play, so Okay. Look it up on Instagram.
And then you're going off on the road with Jess.
Yeah, we're hitting the South Island next week.
Okay, so hopefully, well I'll talk to you next week.
And yeah, we'll see how we go tech-wise.
Carl's in Thames, so maybe we'll manage to...
He really wants to call in as well.
Well, we'll see what we can do. I'll have to talk to Carl, but do we need to... Yeah, no. Just kidding. Right. Thank you very much, Finn. Have a great day, Record Store Day. Enjoy the gig over on Waiheke.
Thanks.
If you are, as Finn said, if you're on Waiheke Island today, go to see Fables and Finn play.
Yeah, we'll have more than enough space for walk-ups, so please come.
And thanks to George Henderson today for another song from Insane Times. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks for your feedback. And back next week for the last in Season 1 of the Saturday Spring. We have Music Month off because you've got things to do. We've all got stuff to do. We're back in June, but we've got one more week of Season 1. So,
yeah, 18 songs now.
Wow, that's good.
Not bad.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Back next week.